Bro, the last 24 hours have been insane. This was the last moment anyone has seen this 22-year-old YouTuber who was trying to film content at the Duduma waterfall in India. He was washed away by the strong currents and authorities still haven't found him 5 days later. Next, Will Smith is being accused of posting a video of an AI-generated crowd during his Based on a True Story tour in America. Crazy part though is that this wasn't even to mask small crowds. He is objectively performing in front of huge amounts of people. So why his team decided to do this is a bit of a mystery. Next, a city in Japan is proposing guidelines that would see all of its 70,000 citizens only use their phones for 2 hours a day. I God forbid a granny. Doom scroll in peace. The mayor of Toyaki said that it was to prevent excessive use of devices causing physical and mental health issues, including sleep problems. Now luckily, those who go over the 2 hour limit, they're not gonna face fines or penalties. Next, Stuart Smith, the wrestler who was attacked by Roger Jackson, is thankfully now awake, conscious, able to talk, and somehow his face doesn't even really look that bad. I mean, the beard's probably covering a lot, and his family say that he still has a long road of recovery ahead. Next, a painting stolen by Nazis over 80 years ago just accidentally surfaced. And guess where? Argentina. Yeah. We know why. And I say accidentally because it was spotted in an ad from a real estate agency. And the house that they were listing allegedly is owned by the daughter of an infamous Nazi. Now, the family of the Jewish art dealer who it was originally stolen from is trying to get it back. Next. Oh, and if you do like these news roundups, I post 3 a week on YouTube and they're up to 30 minutes long. Next. Also, the world is worried for this 11-year-old girl from Gaza who is famous for her cooking videos. Because yesterday, she posted this unsettling image on Instagram to her 1.5 million followers with just one word saying goodbye. And since no one really knows what this means, people have been panicking in the comment section asking if she's okay, what does goodbye really mean, etc. Next, the US Coast Guard just made their biggest drug bust in history. And authorities say that this was enough to fatally overdose the entire population of Florida. It was worth almost $500 million and 34 people were detained as a result. Next, and lastly, bro wasn't capping. The man who spent 21 years building a miniature model of New York City has decided to prove all the haters wrong. For the first time, he has laid out his entire model consisting of 1 million handmade buildings. It's 50 foot long, 30 foot wide, which is just over half an NBA court. 21 years well bloody spent.